The thumping again, the sugar, the governor, the tour, the tour, the governor. Who's that? That is over here. Right. So we have one opinion in the Brisa, the Rebbezi. And one opinion in the Brisa, the whole both like a builder and a mayor. Partly of like a builder, regarding the Lord, that you did. The body, regarding the coming town, means masculine to be made. Shimalene, Mood, of course, Mood. Those either which is a solid body, which is not exactly a mood to become more even on one day. And they almost literally only had enough of all about. And the only unlock of 3 days is regarding town. It's become a town, he owns like a Yehuda. So the town of Mood becomes like, he owns like a mayor, regarding town, he owns like a Yehuda. Okay, so we have these two tanoi. And so back to me, I have two of you. And the two tanoim and the vice hold the same, but not in symmetry to what they have.
You say that 3 days you find the adults were feeding my little translation.
No, it's a lot.
I will just say the machine on there, I'm going to go back
You need 3 days. Right? And to which Shimon is answering back, is I know that an idea of 3 days, but not to do with becoming a mood, it's to do only with becoming a town. There's a rest.
Rabbi Meir holds a Rabbi.
Okay, a great Shimon, those are the two bidders. A great Shimon, a great Shimon says, becoming a mood, you need 3 days. So to which Rabbi Shimon answers back, says that the 3 days have nothing to do with the mood, it's to do with becoming a town.
And should
refer to that. Right. Should not.
Okay, so in this agreement, Rabbi Meir did. On that. We were taught that Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbi Yehuda on 3 days of becoming the Lord. So there's a short
3 days of becoming the Lord.
We were told by Rashi, Rabbi Meir doesn't disagree with Rabbi Yehuda.
No.
He just said in the shortcut. He agrees 3 days works. Just a shortcut.
No, to be on time.
On what?
No. But he agrees that he's just getting a shortcut, they can do it all in one day.
We convert them to become a lure.
Tesis and the Master Shay Tinaki, second last thesis on the previous page, and have given on the base, said, Rayabok, a man in might, Shaytel Chazor, first white line, Shaytel Chazor, Shlishi Yomim, and Ishmeinu, the Philippine record for Omim Nikos. The mayor holds that about the 3 days is a good Chazor, but
You can do it even on one day with a shortcut that you today can manage.
So
okay, so that's what we say. So let's see now the hemshot of the Gemara. One second, another bit of the Gemara. Oh my leg, oh my nothing, oh my other bab, oh my rock.
Get my
line. That's for the acronym. So, I want to pass in like a user for this, and I may have done it. Only Robert went back to him last night and said, the name of my Avakir Mayor, why do you send your support? You voted because of Grace said that. You support Mayor because of your Grace said that. You shouldn't. There was a share. What happened to his support? Why were you ignoring the share support? But then I'm not up here, man, in the woods. Why didn't you say I'm up there, man, in the woods? How many times to come in the woods? So why is it that you are picking one way of the side of the coin when you could have chosen the other side? Everything he said is so well thought out and explained, and therefore anything he said is Allah for my sake. So I hold the Gersi. Therefore, I said Allah for Kerameh and Allah for Yudah. And Allah for Yudah 3 days after which he said, and Allah for Kerameh of 3 days, and that's what the Gersi said. But Allah for Kerameh, the Mashmah should be like to revert back, because that is what the Gersi said. So ultimately, whatever Gersi said, that's what I hold. That's why I said it. Ask me a question. Why didn't I say Rav Shimon? I don't hold Rav Shimon. I don't hold that off by Rav Shimon. That's why I didn't say that off by Rav Shimon. Okay. Good. From Yanke, we have a clarity in the Gemara.
Yeah.
So what was that? What did Rav Shimon say again? Let's just get a reminder. So what Rav Shimon holds? Three times the recovered word.
Like Rabbi Meir.
Right, how do you remember Tom?
It's like a little bit less than
over 3 days. Three times to become a mode, which is like a mayor, and to become a Tom over 3 days. Right. Okay. And that is a little bit more. Why? The Shemen is not a lot on this. The ultimate grace. Okay, let's see. Rashi, there's not very much of Rashi. Ella, like a Zora. This halakh 3 days was only said by Chazar, a yacht of a notion. If it went back after the young lord, 3 days, so you're all smart, it's so smart, but you're looking on that, and it wasn't the gap, he goes back to his original state. Then he said, I was like Yudah, Masnisi, I was like Yudah, all our Mishnah. Remember who Yudah is? It's the Mishnah. Nimuka, why do we pass that gaze? Because Nimuka, Imoy, Tahom, that I have solved Imoy. Everything he said is well explained. His reasons, his proof, he always has in his backpack a well proven and documented reason for his active
son.
So now we're holding taste. I know what curious.
As a rule that like whatever it says Rabbi Yehuda is not a French Rabbi Yehuda last. Whenever the first we do an Nazi, that's bad.
Yeah,
that's
the general rule. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm not going to be able to see what that takes me. I'm not going to be able to see what that takes me. I hold like basically, that's why I told you, you hold like a mayor of this and a good on this. A good on this or a mayor of this. Bring him up, bring this out, possible cash. If you hold like basically, then why drive us mad saying that I hold on this aspect like a good on and on this aspect like a mayor? Why don't you say, I'll not go up for you, you see, finish, end of story. I'm not going to be able to see. That's then. How long was that? Maybe I see how long you see. And now I know. Whatever Macy said regarding the Lord, it's 3 days. Regarding time, to come back in time, it's a mash machine. Rather, you know, I'll pray Macy on the day, which would need a day, the Minkia Tanoid must be preferred to mention the Tanoid of the Mishnah. The Mishnahis were Shogul, the Fee, Kulon. It was a basic education was the Mishnah. That's something which all the children have to know, all the adults have to know. And Bryson is something not even on you, even Tanoim and Moed didn't know the Bryson, not according to know any Bryson. Therefore, if you first say, Remain Yudah, I tell you, who's the Yudah? Ah, if it's one old, then you come and go over 3 days. Remain if one old, then you come a tap over by the master machine of the world. Me, that's why he chose those names. The Allah Kribyud, the Allah Kribyud, me, basically saying Allah Kribyud, and that's what he wants.
What's an Akhmina?
No, nothing.
What's?
It's something which is more familiar.
Based on the what?
More familiar.
You can just teach it straight. What is it?
I'm not helping. But then Allah Kribyud, I'm not going to help. What would it take to say?
They must be telling the Bible.
Say that. Straight forward.
And you
can do that.
You're
with God. I'm saying a lot of could be made regarding Mood. We're going to have a lot of good regarding Mood. And you know what Mood said by the way. I don't need to teach you that. A lot of good of the Mood. I'm explaining to you why I hold that way. But that's what basically helped. A lot of could be made to become a town. I'm explaining to you why, because that's what it basically helped. I'm not teaching you what they said, but that's everyone knew it. Okay, Ibaru, now back to the Gemara. Ibaru, where's the Gemara Shaila? Two thirds of the way down, first of the word of Jabez. Ibaru, so Shiam Niktoni, these 3 days, it says in the Torah, it says in the Mishnah, 3 days. Is it even too long? Or you're the Gamma? Is it to make the ox have a status of a word? Or is it to make the man have a status of being a mother, not the animal? What is the point of the beauty of the eating? Is it Yuli Tuba? Is it to give a label to the shore? Or Yuli Gabo, to give a label to the owner of the animal? It says in the Torah, Tmoil, Mitmoil, children, right? 3 days, you need a warning on first day, second day, third. What does that, what's the purpose of that? Is it to change the status of the animal, to make the animal from being a status of a town to a status of a moon? Or is it to change, to give a certain warning to the owner, and to change the status of the owner, until now the owner wasn't looking after a town, and now the owner is not looking after him. What's the purpose? We spoke out last time, it's good die for us to say again. The Meiri here speaks out what's the topic of the Gemara. In the Torah, they are what's the topic? The topic is what's the status of the animal when it's born? Like this. That if you'll do the Torah, it means like this. That if an animal would be born, of course you would pay Nezik Shari. If an animal would be born, you pay Nezik Shari. The thing is, the animal's not a mother at all. And it takes 3 times to change it into a mood. That's the point of the Yudah Torah. We're changing its status from being a tame animal to being a mood animal. The first time, when you pay Chatzin Ezek, to the Metzitz Tam. The second time, when you pay Chatzin Ezek, to the Metzitz Tam. Third time, why you pay for today? And the minute it's done, and now it's a mood. Why you pay Nezik Shari the first time it's a mood? That's the first way of learning. That's one way of learning. Second way of learning is that really, even on the wood, we give you a break. We give the owner, even if we would know that the animal's new one, we give the owner a break. The first time, the second time, the third time, turn it was cost on the owner of the animal and said, even if it would be a wood, we're giving you a break, half, half, half. And then, all time, you're preparing it as a show. That's the legality. It doesn't make a difference to me whether the show is a tab or not. Even on a board, but it's more of can, since maybe it's a half of you to look after, we say, we'll let you off the first time. Second time, third time, the fourth time you have to do. That's a chiddush. If you say it's the little or not letting the owner off anything, this is the halacha for the tab. Half, 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 and then there's a shari. If it's you, the governor, then even if the animal would be a mood, then we know it would be a mood. Like you're going to see still. And you was told you should know your animal caught three times, it's a mood. We let you off for the first time, and the second time, and the third time. And on the fourth time that you go in good, after you know if your animal is a mood, you would pay only then you can have an extra.
It was a mood already?
Even if you would know.
How would you know unless it did?
I'm going to give an example. Three people came on one day to say the animal caught.
Right?
So now the owner now discovered the animal's a wood. How much do you get to pay next time?
I'm not even sure.
No. If you're a little young man, you only pay something at it. Yep.
Why?
Because he was only informed once. If you're the other guy, that's why it's so important to understand the skill. If you're the other tour, the material is saying, from the time the halacha is chatzin nezek, and that's why for the first three times you pay chatzin nezek, and for a boy, you pay nezek shonim. For a wild animal, you pay nezek shonim. Right, tame animals. And for a wild animal, nezek shonim. If you're the other guy, it's not just a tame animal this and a wild animal this. Really, even on a wild animal, the material is let off. Gave a break, gave a tax break to the owner for the first three times. First three times that he was unaware of, right? He was warned once, twice. And if you were warned three times, you only have to pay something and even though you know your animal is wild. So you do it. Everyone knows your animal is wild. You would only pay something. Why? Because the Torah gives you a break. On the fourth time, then the Torah says, okay, fine, now you have to pay your fourth time.
Case where we have three testimonies on one day, as far as the ownership is concerned, that's one warning. The case is that
he knows that a while.
Okay, but
he knows that a while.
Right, so why should he only get one break? We should have three breaks. No, sure. Well, it's worse than
that for a tame animal, you pay cuts in it, and for a wild animal, you pay that in shot. So who cares if you've ever been warned once? Now you've been told the animal's wild, so now you have to pay the return. Now,
then you're looking at the animal thing, knowing that it's a wild animal. But the other way, if you're just looking at the governor, then giving him
warning,
motto, whatever it is, then he deserves rewards. If that's the case, then even on the one on the testament given on one day of the three previous days that he got warning. So he got one warning. So now it really means the animal's given like five or six gores until he pays as a shaman.
Right. You said the words very beautifully. According to the Tzadni of the government, it's Rahmanas. We're having a harness on the owner. Although your animal is wild and you know the animal is wild, you still only pay cuts in the business. Why? Why? Why we should pay harness? The owner says it's not like it should pass. And part of the thing can get used to it, half the thing start building new shmirot. I don't know. The Karen has harness on a Karen, but you got Karen. If, even though you know your animal's wild, you only pay attention. That's the finish of the Udin Gala. Mm-hmm. So you're the tour, there's no other promise for you. This is our offer. Katsi, katsi, katsi. Now you're wild, you pay. With the Udin Gala, no. It's a special kuna which the Torah gives to the Mazik and says, you should know, your animal's wild, You look after it. Okay, I'll look after it. And it goes again. I know my animals well. It's still the toes that, okay, it must be hard for you to get used to the idea of the animal doing well. We're giving you another chance. And another chance. After three times, you really have well time to look after yourself, and you have to pay a lease. We'll see if we like to, if it comes out muscle well. We had muscle. Okay, so that's a shame. Yeah, I'm sure it's a video of the point. That's the point. Is it the toys to change the status of the shore? Or is it the Udigabri to give a certain label to the owner? You're now the Udigabri, not the owner of the wild animal. No, you're a type of person that doesn't heed warnings.
Oh, that's what, because I was wondering, why does it say that he becomes a mu'a, the owner becomes a mu'a?
And the type of person doesn't heed warnings, that we have to pay. We warned you once, twice, three times, and now you have to pay for the
challenge. If your person doesn't heed warnings, then what good is it if the animal becomes a child again? Once you're that type of person, then you should be penalized.
Once we go to town, we don't have a type of him that you didn't heed warnings.
Then does he get his next three times and the animal becomes a mu'a again? Then does he?
Yeah, possibly.
Then does it start all over? But this person doesn't need warnings. So then do we still do three breaks? Yeah. Or is he now only get one warning because he doesn't need warnings?
Okay. Interesting discussion. It's not much discussion what we're learning right now. If the point of Eidos is to give a label to the animal, the animal's now wild. Miyai, he's now wild. Even if he goes again, he's dying. Let's if the point is to make the animal have a label of being a wild animal, we've done that. You should know it goes on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Is that right? If the point is to give a label to the gut, to say that he's a person who doesn't heed warnings, he doesn't have that label yet. Why? He'll say, Ashto Hudakamasabi. Nighttime. God, I didn't heed warnings. Now you're talking about it. Okay, you told me once. And now I have another twice. Okay, that's the shy of being on you. The guy is too low. And then after a minute, what do you see? They're okay. What?
One day.
Three stories from one day.
These 7 days have learned.
Right.
These three separate days have to be consecutive.
I think it does actually.
Consecutive or opportunities to board?
There was on Sunday and Wednesday and Friday. Unless it's some common denominator to explain why it happened on that time, I don't think it is. It means if it's every Shabbos he goes, then he should appear that we know it's their clothes that cause. I don't know, we have to maybe we're just starting Karen, maybe we'll find some rice. What would be if it didn't see any animal, it goes on Sunday, didn't see any more animals until Tuesday, then it goes again, didn't see any more animals until Thursday, then it goes again. What's that up? I thought it has to be after over 3 days consecutively, but
logically, if it did have opportunity to see one animal and it didn't go, and that happened for another 3 days. And the first quarter would be locked out. If you go on Sunday, and Monday you can make it to our animal, it didn't go, Then by Thursday, the first goal.
Yeah, sure. What happened is you didn't see Adams, and that's why he didn't go. Okay, we'll have to keep an eye.
It makes sense, but obviously the animal did more because what did the animals do?
I understand. Yeah. Because of the reward, it can't calm itself down now. It's going back to town. The fact that it didn't go, it cools itself down. It's scoring a big secondary while there. I think that, again, we're leaving a circle, but I think it doesn't have to be done for 3 days. Yeah, I think it's a big one. Okay.
And then the return event should also be over 3 consecutive days.
Uh-huh. That's what every other house.
I know, but I thought there was a discussion that they had to have opportunity.
Yeah, sure. Has to have opportunity. But that opportunity is not the right decision.
But that's the same thing. Why does it work the other direction?
Once something became a mood, we needed to have opportunity to come out. Okay, let's keep it as a question. We have to give it up.
Okay.
Okay, so now we have so what's the shiny of the gavel of the Torah and the Nach community? So Rashi said, you the Torah. You see what this Rashi is first word in the language of the Torah. You the Torah is on the Rashi and Ute to exclude hatred and not God for your effort. If it goes all 3 in 1 day, it's definitely not a mood. Or eating of the gavel. All the point of this Eidos is to change the label of the man. The yai, the balashori, to make the balashori into a mood. That's why being on Shishom, that's why we need 3 days to warn him today, tomorrow, and the next day. Nafkim minay, they come a chan yoyva. The idu al shorish the gitri shon got given yom. And they testify to the gitris of 3 days. The omens, lo being on given yom. If we say that the only reason why lo being on given yom at all, the only reason why in 3 days is the other tool or is to make the show into a mood. Or the ute, here we're going to give yourself as opposed to when he called 3 times on 1 day, then I'm a yai, he would be a mood. 3 Adim came to say this will happen over the course of 3 days, so he would be a mood. The negichas were spaced out over 3 days, so it would be a mood. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to just do one more Rashi first. But if it's you, the Gavin, then he can say, Hashda, who will take a Basan? All these 3 sets of Eidim, both we remember they came on 1 day. I tell you, I'm not Shlishi Yom. The Torah said it needs to be over 3 days. So let's go over these 2 Rashi. Rashi can explain you the gap through the Torah, and then you're the gap. If you say then what? The loybi non gimel yomim. The fact that the Torah said 3 days, the necessity of Gimel Yomim 3 days is only the purpose is only to change the status of the Shari. Then what? Need 3 days for the Ute to exclude Kirim Negichoiso. Has to be spaced out over 3 days as opposed to when it was cured, if they saw when they were called one after another all today. Homiyayin, he would be a word. Terrific, Menegirkois, because the mice and the Menegirkois were spaced out. But if you say the point is because of you, the government, the point is to make the government have a statement of being a person who doesn't heed warnings. Hashto. Who the Kamasadov, he can turn around and say to the 3 sets of Eidim that came today on Wednesday, and he can say, today you told me about it. Today, Hashtag, who the Kamasadov, now is when they testified to me, meaning, Kol Shoshana Kitois, all these 3 Kitois, both being echot, they came on 1 day. But they are almost like the young man, and the Torah said, it needs to be over 3 days. I don't know. find this animal, the owner of the animal, not a lord, because he only was born down. Okay? And then we have a text here, very interesting text, in you the God. You see where it is? Five lines down in the wide lines. In you the God. So I've told you, and I've translated the whole time, that the other Gabba means that he is a person who is now being labeled as one who doesn't heed to warnings. Right? Those are the words that are used. He doesn't heed to warnings. It's an expression used because it's easiest for you to read the Gemara. The other Gabba has given him a label that he doesn't heed warnings. And in fact, they're going to tell us it's very not accurate. And if the point is he doesn't heed warnings, the only time he doesn't heed a warning is only after he's been warned. Right? The animal calls and then he was warned once. So, did he listen to that warning? I don't know, let's see. The second going, he tells us he doesn't heed the warning that he was told for the first one. So, he's only not heeded the warning once. So, when the second time he goes, he only didn't heed the warning once. And then the third time he goes, he only didn't heed the warning twice. He shouldn't be a moment yet. If the Nusach is he's the type of person who doesn't heed warnings, then you should need an animal to go four times for a person to become a moment that doesn't heed warnings. And that's not true. Even if you're holding the Gavra, you only need the animal to go three times. And on the fourth time, you need to pay. That's the point. So don't make that mistake. If you're the Gavra, Loi shehe mur lavoi basrois. The point of the other Gabba is not to make him into a mur that he transgresses or doesn't take heed to the warnings he received. That might be what you would explain. The other Gabba might explain it that way. He's the type of guy that doesn't heed warnings. If that would be true, then okay, if that would be true, he shouldn't be liable to pay Nezek Shorei until the fifth Negicha Nezek Shorei. Because the first time the animal goes, was he not in the car? No. The first time he goes, was he warned? After him, okay. Right. So now he was warned. As far as the clock starts, now I was warned. The second time he goes,
that's after one warning.
He didn't look out, didn't miss that one. So the animal goes the second time, and he has one strike. But he didn't listen to the warning. The third time the animal goes, he's now got two strikes. It's now the second time the animal that he didn't listen to the warning. And the fourth time the animal goes, now is his third strike. Now we know you're a type of guy that doesn't take heed to warnings.
So the fifth one was one of the
and now we have a fifth time that he has been a big strike. And that's the end of the one, all like that. And you might say, what's the minute you tell the other guy there? That minute is only when he has to be warned. Now, how many times? No, I won't say the third time. Is when the animal turns into becoming a mule. And the fourth time you have to pay, there's exotic. It says basically, the only Gabba cannot mean that he's got labeled now as something from Hebrew warning. That can't be the pshat.
The road?
Yeah.
Should the aspect of warning him each time is to make him sensitive that he could have a gory ox?
Right. Right. That's the answer, Tesis. The other Gabba doesn't mean to make him into a person that doesn't heed warnings, but rather to make the person aware about what's going on with his flock, right? So he should be aware he has a mild animal. That place is terrible. It's very good to see. Ero liude means not a label name. Liude means to inform him every time his animal goes. Be a spirit or you can look after it. That's too quick, you said, to understand. We understood, what's the Udin Tour? Let's talk in Udin Tour. What's the type? What's the translation, explanation of the Udin Tour?
How would you translate the best word?
Yehudi.
No, Yehudi. The word on Yehudi.
Yehudi.
Yehud, also in Torah, it is designate. That's not Yehud. You are not designated. Well, how would you translate the Yehudi to us? The way we've explained it, it's hard words to translate. The way we've explained it is the label. The label of the Shoah. You can now label the Shoah. So simply, we would say the same in New the Garden. To label the guy. What do you mean by to label the guy? To label him, it doesn't heat voice. They said that can't be, they didn't need the fifth one. So Niunde is a place in Gare, doesn't mean to label. Niunde means to inform him. Niunde Gare, to inform him and make him knowledgeable about what he had. In his book. You should know he had a good. That's the good. Okay, initially. If it's to make him know about it. So once he's been informed that the animal goes once, twice, three times, the next time he goes, he has to pay the big charge.
Under that theory, then all he needs that is, if only needs to know, then he just needs to know that one time. So it could be even testimony on 3 days. Over 3 days, given on one day.
No.
Well, yeah. Because he then that now he knows. And so the next morning, then he needs to say
something. That's correct. You know, the Yama means he has been informed 3 times. That makes him have a proper idea. If you tell me all at one time, come. I've been informed that I now know my animals are wild. And I know a second time, a third time, a fourth time.
But I don't understand that. Well, if you put my knowledge, the first time, okay, but I know that my animal before once. He's not a new animal.
Right, why not?
Because
the time much more is on me. It's hard getting used to this idea. It's hard.
Uh-huh.
And then the second time, then again, it's not once. And the third time again. But the fourth time, you've now been informed 3 times about it. If you know the 3 days, you know about it. It's time for you to get your act together and make your house look more better.
Okay. And then going back to becoming a Tom after being a Luar, now the focus shifts back to the animal. So according to that theory, where it's on the owner, or okay, that the owner needs to have, you know, take the idea.
Yeah.
Then there's no time necessary to use that idea that the animal is now the Tom. I mean, the conversion back to the becoming a Tom from a Mua, the focus is strictly only on the animal. It has nothing to do with the owner.
Sure. Once, to make it back a Tom.
So the focus on the Gavra only deals with becoming a Mu'ad. It's nothing, it's irrelevant for talking about that. Whereas with the top of the shore, you have a symmetry on both sides, and so far as the focus is on the animal.
Okay, Yossi, you said you don't understand. Do you now?
What's the thing you can notify him and where
you said? It's that we have to label him. The label the person in front of you doesn't care. So you can only label him once he didn't care, every time. And that's only possible after 4 boards. So you can't label him doesn't care on the third time, but not next one.
Okay.
So going number one, if not that he didn't care, he didn't know about it. Drawing number two is the first time he doesn't care. Drawing number two is the first time he didn't care about the woman. Right? Drawing number three is the second time he didn't care about the woman. So if the point is to label him as somebody who doesn't care about warnings, then you'll need a fourth drawing to label him as somebody who doesn't care about warnings. Now, what will be that somebody doesn't get my warnings? The next time he has to pay another shot, I'll be the fifth time. They don't have a shot of people to label if someone doesn't care. Rather, to inform him about what went on. I've informed you. Your animal goes. I've been informed 3 times, and now the fourth time you have to pay another shot. Take a schmack, huh? Beautiful.
Then one more taste of the tiny little taste of the third. That once an afternoon between you, the two of you, the gamma, the three sets of Adam came on one day. Says Taisus, plus a kid of Adam, not after. I'm not in three sets of Adam. But I didn't catch that ass. I mean, the same set of Adam coming one day, say this one, on Sunday, one on Tuesday. I mean, the same. But there's no one locked in the Adam. I mean, different sets of Adam to be made without Shoytah, Shaymur. There's what happened over 3 days. That's what we need. Why did Moshe have three sets of Aiden? Probably because it happened over 3 days. It's not going to be the same set of Aiden you saw every time.
I mean, the right thing with regards to the
Aiden's
Aiden.
Yeah, that's the answer. Yeah. Okay. Could be because of that. I think it just over the most as well. So now, Hashto, who the Megasadi be? Hashto, who the Megasadi be? So he answered back and said, if it's Yodigame, he can say, that's the first time I've heard of it. Hashto now. Who the Kumasadi be? That now you turn to find a guy. To become walking, can I say how? Why is it Kinas? Once he's been told three times. And he didn't look out his arm. Much people with us. You know, there's machlokes, Katzi Nezek, Palga Nitko, of Karen. Is it Knas or is it Mon? Shadi the Gemara that left his mom. Palga Nitko, is it Knas or Mamoima? If the Tani Akepe Katzi Nezek, a Knas, there really shouldn't have to be anything. Does the Torah said, well, we want you to look after the animals that the Torah gives you. Hey, Knas, it tells you, you now have to look after the animal, you have to pay half of the day. Or is it, no, mom, you have to pay 100%. It's 30 degrees, it says you can only have to pay. The Shine in the Gemara by Palka Nitzke, Knas or Umarim? That's the Shine. In Afghimina, what's Afghimina if it's Knas or Umarim? When they bother, they'll be good. So that would be an afternoon. When you gave him in bottle, I'm an afternoon. That's an afternoon.
Also, where it comes from, is there a difference? Like they're not allowed to come
same allies.
So, similar like the Mahala or the
Group.
I think in the group, but if you're Mahala, then that would be.
Katzi Nedek is always you. That is not the problem. Now the shine is this Katzi Nedek. Is it Knas or is it not? The Torah is the Katzi Nedek. Is it the Torah being the Knas? Like if somebody would be going to check out, now he's nearly way more than why he has to pay 100 shekel. It's a Knas.
Where's that done? Where's that 100 shekel come from?
It must have been a Torah.
No.
What's
that pay from?
If you pay for a clock. Or is the pattern in the Knas? Or is it Mammon? That's a shame with Mammon. But it's here. It's from the roof. That's the possibility. It's not this affair. Right. So, definitely, it's from the roof. The shame does it. What's the definition of the pattern? Is it Knas or is it Mammon? That could be it. When they need a basin of conscience, we go there. And maybe only you manage to start it, you get the unborn. That's only not for me. One not for me. If it's not, if it's not a lawyer, why would it be a Knas? Let's try and figure out why would it be a Knas? Because the animal is tame in it. So I'm expecting it to look after it. That's why you would think it's a Knas. Wasn't expected. Because it was a tame animal. It's something which is unexpected by an animal going to do a wild act like that. Therefore, it's a Knas. That's how you would explain them to them all. We know if an animal goes and is shed in regal, you pay Nezik Shalom. And that is definitely Mama. And picked here, Katzi Nezik. Why Katzi Nezik? Kipshuta, you would say, why Katzi Nezik? Because it's something unexpected. And It's not something I should really have looked after, I've known to look after. The trainer said, in told there, we're going to penalize you to make sure you look after the animals. One second. I want to get the cash up to you. Okay? So if that's pshat, which is a very easy pshat, the reason why it's canasta is because it's unexpected for my animal to go in the ball. How does it make the animals in town? In our case, when three Edom have read the testify, three sets of Edom have testified about my show and told me, show your stories and world. In this case, we can't walk in canas, it shouldn't be a canas. In this case, I know my animals are wild animal. It should be the same as having shed a rainbow. I know my animals are wild animal. It should be a more, it should be more. Ah, feed on the land of our pelican, even if it goes to the land of holds, I can't say anything about canas. It should be mine. Because once it goes three times, it's now no longer a guarded, protected animal, a guarded animal. Shimo means an animal that's naturally guarded. It's a tar, it's naturally not wild. But not. Now this animal, if your animal being having a telescope being okay, it's not going to go wild. There should be more light, and we don't find anywhere in Shas that says that if you would hold you, the government, then it's mine. That's the discussion. Okay? The near the diets, also places, the aim has to be Nezek Kodok. There's no differentiation in Hatzimah. Given that a Knas Bechad Dukter, since it's a Knas one place, have a Knas Bechal Dukter. It has a status of Knas everywhere. Once it's got a status of Knas regarding the normal Aroche, then even though maybe you've got some case where it wouldn't, should be a Knas, but it keeps the status of Knas. It has been done, can be like we find regarding Shleshim Eved is the case of Knas. An animal that killed an Eved, the owner of that animal is paid Shleshim. And what then, what generally, how do you define what's a Knas? This is the type of question that you ask the Yeshiva Tanavos. What's the difference between a Knas and a woman? How do you define when something is a Knas, when something is a woman?
Well,
what would you say?
Well, first of all, I think fixed the matter. Is not supposed to be the variable depending on the damage it's caused.
Very good. You said the answer. The answer is a canas is something that's irrespective, not relative to the damage it is. If somebody speaks badly about a makes a shame about a woman that's not so kosher, he pays the same amount as somebody who speaks badly about a woman that's really kosher. It's irrelevant, not relative to the actual damage. In code, there are a class to fix them out. So, what would be if an animal rules an ever that's worth 3,000 shekels? How much does that animal have to pay? Killed. How much does that animal have to pay? 30. That's a class. What happens if he rules an ever, if the animal rules an ever that's worth 5 shekels? How much do they have to pay? Also, 30. It's a class. What would be if the animal rules an ever that's worth 30? Exactly. It's a class or more. The animal draws a burn ever that's worth 30.
It's still a canast.
Is that canast or moment? Here, it's exactly relative to the value of the ever is worth.
But the plus because of the Torah tells us that this is what we pay.
Right.
The Torah says we fix them. I still don't
get an answer. So, said that you see from this thing, example, you see that even though right now it's actually also moment, but since elsewhere, in all other instances, it would have the din of a class. So, too, even when it actually is relative to the damage, it's got the same din as a class. That's what Tosis said. The Ashkenazi of Shlishim is Eved. Now, if you know Eved Shavas Shlishim, even if the Eved was worth 30, lo yipokus ve lo yoseh, you go look and have a class. It's a class. And here's an upcoming place that brings down what's the difference of its class. This is the other one. The Moedabi Mishnah, the Moedabi class is possible. What is that? Moedabi class is somebody comes to base before they eat the car. He says, you should know this is what happened. I don't know. Yeah.
Why is it that problem?
So he comes and says, yeah, my show killed the slave.
Yeah.
He doesn't pay.
Wouldn't you expect?
Why?
Wouldn't you expect? Because my show has a problem.
Why?
Why is that offer that he has a problem?
It's not. Why should he be off the book? He can't.
We're very grateful to him for owing him.
So I said that aging has been
but what would be if Aiden come afterwards? Right? So, why? Because might have been us. Whether it has a fish or a lot of fish, it's sensation by class. We want maybe to make people go to that, whatever it is. So that's not a lot. Maybe we'll pass the ball. So that would be not enough for you. So since they says there's one to work on, this thing. Since they says that just like a shlichin should ever, even when it is relative to the value, you say it's better than the nearest of us because of low flow. That's what they're saying it. We don't make any flow game, low flow. We say always it's got a different class. So to an outkiss, where we know that show goes, show time goes, it's got different class in Ezek, and it's always got different class. Even in a case where it wouldn't be class, even in a case where it would be, should be Momoi, because he knows that it's animals, a wild animal, still has the din of a class, because of local. Just like a Shishin should ever this local, so to hear it's a local.
So if he were to go, yeah, the owner were to run a base to it, like he also thought it happened, and he also thought it would, and everyone's running the base.
Oh,
and he runs and he beats them to it, and he said, My top is drawn, and everyone's looking for
right.
He just scored
I just want to focus on what is to say. You ask me about I want to focus on what is saying. What is it saying? I have an animal that's wild. You can't say this animal is well looked after. It's a wild animal. So if it goes, it should be exactly the same as an animal that eats food. It's a wild animal. It's what it's made for. That's what it does. And yet, we find it's called a knas. Yes, it's got a dinner of a knas. Why should it be? Why should it have a dinner of a knas? It's a wild animal. The state says, no, because it's when it's a tame animal, Chatzinezik is always a knas. Chatzinezik is always a knas. So it made a low blog and it said also this happened and it's also. How do we find? Where do we find such a thing? Where do we find that something which has, since some places it's a knas, it's always a knas? The example that gives the Shoshim Shalemah, the sense generally Shoshim Shalemah is a class, even if it wouldn't be relative to the damage they did, it's still got saved in the class. That's the two cases. And they're not exactly the same. It's a lot of to think about cases. They're not exactly the same, not exactly good thing.
Might be all that is available.
It's not a good thing. I'm hoping that somebody will come, but I'll speak out. Want to cut the point? No, it's not a good thing. Why is Chatzin Nezek a knas? The animal's there. That's why. But this animal is not there. Why is Shlishin Shel Eved a knas? Because the fixed amount. That's why it's a knas. It's a fixed amount. Now, every fixed amount might be relative at one place to the damage of the so what? That Agdara, the chiyuv to pay comes from this pasuk in the Torah that says this. That's the chiyuv to pay. And therefore, it's irrelevant the fact that it happened to be the same. Oh, this is a low clue. It's irrelevant the fact that it happened to be the same as the damage it did. Because the chiyuv tashlumim is not the mazik. What's this tip of the chiyuv? Why am I chiyuv to pay with my shlishin ever? Not because I caused certain damage. It's because the Torah says an animal killed an eved, you have to pay shlishin. So shlishin is a knas, it's a fixed amount. So of course.
But Rav, the chatzin nezek isn't fixed. The chatzin nezek isn't fixed. It's relative.
Right. Nachon, that's the point. Very good. That's very good. See, that's the point I'm trying to get to.
The shloishim shalev, the reason why you have to pay, the reason why you have to pay shloishim is because the pasuk said that a fixed amount you have to pay. Why do you have to pay chatzi nezek? As the pasuk said, it's not a fixed amount. Why do you have to pay chatzi nezek? Because your animal was tame. If your animal was tame, the Torah said, okay, we'll give you a knas from chatzi nezek. When your animal is wild, it's a different story. It's not the same story at all. It's not, you have a wild animal. And the Torah says, well, I have a bit of chatzi nezek. Okay, maybe that should still be more. Because that's now the reason why I have to pay is because the damage my animal did, and my animal is a wild animal. The place is comparison. That's something which is to think about. And the dimion of Tzitzit is not such an easy dimion to do. The dimion of Tzitzit is not a parable. Right, say that. It's okay. That extra part. But we're talking about Chatzinet. You only pay Chatzinet. This Chatzinet you pay,
you say that
should be more in that special place.
Can you divide up the full damage there? The Chatzinet that you just being paid is on just the Knas, and the other half is being paid, balance is being paid.
Yeah, you're paying.
No, it's not going to move out of there. No.
The case where the three agent came and said the animal bore three times.
Okay.
So it's now a wild animal that has the state of the time. Because he has only been informed once. This wild animal that's got the state of the time. This wild animal.
Wild animal. That's this in time.
Yeah, because the owner was, of course, only informed once. Mm-hmm. So it's a wild animal that's got the other time. Mm-hmm. The only thing we call that. It's a wild animal. So if it goes down, it's not a class. It's something which I know about. So why should it be that we don't find anywhere that the halacha is a patsinetic is the moment? In this situation, so this is then the answer to that question is since generally patsinetic is a class, so we make a blanket rule. We bring the right and switch to the error. I'm just being Maria and I could have. The right of church is ever is not so easy to ask.
It could be though, because you have both of them relying on the pasuk. So as long as we're still within the rule of time, you don't know the animal, the wild animal. Just like the Ebbet, it just happens to be valued at the same value, you still pay a taxi as if you just you treat it as because it's their pasuk. Period.
Well, this thing is true, and the answer, like you're saying, is the ride that didn't bring from it is has a difficulty. The ride that brings it from a case where the animal is exactly the same thing it would do to any other show, to any other event, happens to be this animal the same value as the first. There's no reason to consider that on. But here, the story is a different story. The Torah is speaking about in time. And a tame animal, but met that with vehicles. And now I'm talking about a wild animal which just had that lot of the time. Who said in that case it should still retain the din of class? Maybe now it should have a din of language. To the right of food. So it's the same like you just said, the food that the brings from Shem Shemin is what to are. What to this thing? I just point out in a good that this place says, if we learn like we learn like in the theory, it wouldn't be difficult. Mary said, what's when you're the Gavri? What's when you're the Gavri? What's Pshat with the Gavri? You're the Gavri's Pshat. The owner didn't know that the animals were all there, or the Tadrach Mamas on him. You don't know, the Tadrach Mamas on you. You should know it. I'll make you into the idea. Tadrach Mamas on you. So that's true, even on the second time and the third time. It's true, I know my animals are wild animals. But God demand that it was hard for me to get used to the idea instead of us. There's another promise to me. Really, I shouldn't have to pay me. If you don't know the Mary, the place of cash on not so different. It means my medical class. And I haven't got used to the idea yet. Anyway, that's where we're holding here. I want to share it. Yesterday, I had to go shopping with my wife, one of those things people have to do. And it's, which I find useful, is to listen to Shea while the women are looking for clothes. And it takes something back. And there's a very, it's in Hebrew, so it's not so practical for you to listen to, but there's a, every year they have a Shea for all boys that go up to Shea, you know. It's like a 2.5 hour Shea that girls should be speaking. And I every so often I try to listen to that, but I'll be able to, gives me a bit of chizik. He said something very interesting. A lot of times people have a lot of offering. They have, not all of them are so bright and so clever and so quick to have until the longest. They have to struggle. It's very hard. It's a hard feeling when they see all these people shining away, successful, and they are struggling to read a little taste of it and understand what's going on. So they ask the Rosh Hashiva, they give a bit of feedback on this point. The Rosh Hashiva, one of them said, I don't know the name of the Sefer. A lot of people say this Vol. In the Gdometer Sefer, he writes that this is a Vol that my wife told me. I said the Vol from his wife. But a lot of people say this Vol. He does say the Vol. I'm sure they did. This is a Vol. The Mishnah Pegon and Pegdal of the Ovis says, Kalmakai Pegdal of Ovis. Kalmakai is a Torah of the Oyun, so for the sky in Marush. Somebody who keeps Torah when he's a poor man will, in the end, keep when he's a rich man. And the question is, first of all, there's lots of cases where you see an Iranian who was poor both in the beginning of their life and the end of their life. And also, who said it's such an amazing thing to be keeping Torah when you're a rich man? Well, what's the drop of this? So the she said that he doesn't have this concern, that it doesn't mean that. Because the kind is a Torah only. Somebody keeps Torah and tries and struggles on Torah. It's difficulty. He doesn't have the brain power. He doesn't have this ability of body kishon, this amazing brain that he's able to grab everything straight away. So if someone does that, works hard, so when this guy, Moisha Hashem, opens up his brain and is able to be this guy, Moisha Hashem. His brain, if somebody works on himself, Hashem will give him the siyata shmaya to be able to understand, grasp things with greater clarity as he goes on. So this is what one of the Rashidim said. And then another Rashidim said, I just want to go back up with what that person, what that Rashidim said. He said, you should know that Reb Yitzchak Kuttner said over the hesped of Reb Aaron Kotler. Reb Aaron Kotler was a tremendous guru. And he said over that at one time I came into a bankrupt and I told him this what the guy is doing my own thing. This guy is something he's doing. He doesn't have such a great brain power to understand. In the end, will be able to grasp and be able to have shears in knowledge of Torah. And if I'm caught there, the green guy left the room. Left the room. And he went out, went into his own private room. Yusuf Hunna, obviously it was Yusuf Hunna, he followed him in. He followed him in. He saw him, Aaron was crying. He said, I'm crying about Ashir. He said, I'm crying. I was never Zaycha to this Ashir. Because he was blessed with tremendous strength. He went to Yeshiva in Sabotka when he was less than Bar Mitzvah. There was a minute in Sabotka, suddenly has a good kasha. You bang on the BMR. Everyone stops, you say over the gashan and the father, all the time, the father, and then you tell the answer. The Rihanna Kotler was less about it, said, Kate Issue, you saw this minute, it's okay. 9 o'clock in the morning, you bang the bima, I've got this gashan. Everyone was tumbling, trying to come with the answer. But they did or they didn't, I don't know. 10:30, you bang again, I've got this great gashan. 12 o'clock again, this is a Catholic minute, you can't have a minute yet. It's an Hindu, you didn't get the answer. That he was upset that he, because he didn't have this oily, he wasn't saying that this is serious. The Rashi was saying the biggest chizik you could have for Tamid and Ashra. They said, you should know. The guy said, oily. Yosef the Hashim, their uncle, was crying that he wasn't there. So we should be saying that we have the oily, we have the ice, we should be there to be able to be all in tail. Had made us inshallah. See you in the future. Give me that. Okay. Let me just turn this off.